Barry, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today. End of an era here.
Yep.
For yourself, at the start of a brand new one.
I think so, and as an Orient fan, I mean, let's be honest, after 20 years, and you get so emotionally involved, you know, my family, myself, you know, Orient's been a big part of our life. And it's going to maintain that. It's going to still be a big part, just that there's a new number one. And I use the word custodianship because I believe in it. You know, we can all own things, but with football clubs, it goes a little bit deeper than that. You actually, you might own it, but it's not really yours. It belongs to the area, the community, the fans. It's a custodianship. So for me, I actually, as an Orient fan, which I started off being and I still am, I'm really excited about it. And I've just divorced myself from the fact that, Barry, you don't own it anymore. Someone said to me the other day, well, you won't bother to come anymore, will you? And I went, well, why not? And they went, well, you don't own it. I said, but I was coming before I owned it. All right, not as regularly as I would have liked because of working and whatever, but nothing changes as far as I'm concerned, you know. I think we've got the right owner. And I'm really proud of myself that I didn't do anything ego stupid and turn people down when clearly, you know, you've got to separate perhaps your own personal interests and the club's interests. And, you know, clearly it's in the right interest of the club if he's going to deliver what he says he's going to deliver. And I can't see any reason why he doesn't, because he's moved his family to London. He's a billionaire, isn't he? I mean, in East End language, we've had a right touch here.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? What is so special about this club, Barry?
I don't know. It's just weird, isn't it? I mean, I was living on the Debden Industrial Estate when I was 11. I wanted to go and watch football. Mm. Yeah, because the kids in school were going, you know, some were going with their dad. My dad was ill all the time. And Mum said, well, the only one you go to is Lake Norian because I've heard it's safe. And you get a tube from Debden. And, you know, and that's how you start, you know. And I watched Tommy Johnson score against Falkirk in a 2-2. And there's just something in... This is why I think some of the things we do with kids to get them in first off, that's so important, because the first club you come to, it sits with you forever.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's, you know, it's frustration. It's just a bizarre bit of Englishness that we sort of... we become a fan of a football club, almost irrespective of the standard of football or... It used to be, well, it still is probably an area thing, you know, we was all around this area. I mean, although now so many of our fans have moved out over generations and they drive in and drive out again, but, and it's a father to son thing as well, you know. I mean, I don't really know the reason, but all I know is it's something that's an integral part of the British way of life.
Must have been a hard decision to actually sell the club.
No, it was easy.
Really?
I was really pleased how easy it was. I've always said to myself for the last 5 or 6, I mean, I've had about 6, 7, 8 people come up want to buy the club, and one by one, you look at them, you think, nah, they're not right, or I don't really believe them, or they haven't got the money, or, you know, one by one. And in the end, I was quite convinced to myself, look, you know, now the club loses a million a bit a year. I mean, that being big-headed, I don't like to waste a shilling, but I don't walk away from things for that, because I've been lucky in life, I can afford it. But I've always said, if someone came and was right, I'd be out in a heartbeat. And I never really thought I was going to find anyone, to be honest, after the last few. You think, am I missing the point? I think this place is great, you know. You know, it's debt-free, it's got all that. And then this guy came along and said exactly the sort of things I've been saying. He said, the first time he walked in, he went, first thing he said to me was, this ground is worth 4 extra wins a year.
Really?
Yeah. So this is your 12th, this ground is your 12th man.
Well, really? You can help you do it, 12 man. You can do it with the team.
And then he said, I feel as if I found a jewel. Because it is like stuck away, and it's not your Arsenals or your Tottenhams. But then it don't come with a cost of £1 billion or £500 million of debt. And I think he's the type of bloke who's got plenty of money to back his judgment up, but I think he quite likes to build something rather than just go in having it all done. I mean, what do you do if you buy Arsenal? You know, all right, you've got a great day out. How do you improve it? How do you change it? How do you change the whole way? How do you make yourself a legend in the East End, you know, or wherever? Because you've really got to take something from the lower leagues and build it to show that you're really good. And I think that's what he's capable of doing.
Fans are always going to be a little bit...
Always.
It's an understandable barrier. I mean, obviously, I expect, to be fair, when you came here... Fans are going to be the same.
I want to know this because I'm going to be one of these fans. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be.
Absolutely. But Francesco, he comes across with a lot of enthusiasm. Yeah. Really like yourself, actually. So I suppose you two could work well as a team.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to take any executive role because I think it's his money and he's got to decide how to spend it. But I just said to him, look, there are things that I might be useful for you, but you know, the phone's there, I'm not going to pester you. And he said today, you know, like, he'd like me to be the president. I said, listen, I'm happy being a fan. I mean, it's part of the deal. I've got my seats here for the rest of my life. That was a non-negotiable part of the deal. Nothing to do with the money. I've got my two car parking spaces, and I've got four tickets for every away game. As far as I'm concerned, I'm happy.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, and, you know, but that just shows the commitment. I didn't know, if it wasn't important to me, I wouldn't have asked for it. So I think as far as the fans are concerned, the issues for them are, as we said about the ground doings, well, I own the ground, and he's got 2 years, and he can buy it off me at the price I pay for it. I'm not, you know, I didn't come here to make money. If he doesn't, well, I'll stay. I'll keep it, because so what? I'm getting, you know, he's paying me a rent. I'm happy. I can't see any. But the club can't. They've got rights under law, you know, tenants and all that sort of stuff. So they're okay. Does he, in 2 or 3 years' time, start looking over there towards that? Well, it depends where they are. I mean, if, and like everything else, if we can, this team, this ground can hold championship football. No question, you know, 9,000, all right, you'll have some games, you could have sold more tickets, you'll have other games, you don't sell 9,000, you know, we know that. But if you find you've got a team in the Championship that's knocking on the door for Premiership, and I know that sounds fantasy island stuff, but if it ever happened, you'd have to look to go somewhere else, and over there maybe, but then you're not taking a League One Little Lake Norwich there, are you? You're taking the major, and that's a big difference, and that's what he recognises. And he's also covering his back at the same, but we're happy here. He loves this. He said, I love this little ground. He said, I love the flats around here. So you should tell some of the fans that. I said, you know, he thinks it makes it a family atmosphere. See, so do I. So we're actually singing the same intro on a couple of things.
Francesco's promised some new signings as well, Barry. I mean, that's going to be great for Russell as well.
Today. Yeah. Today, tomorrow. I mean, I'll tell you, I've seen the list. Scary.
Really?
Scary. I mean, it's made me excited. I'm fucking glad I'm not paying for it. But, I mean, I think he's smart. He's given Russell and said, give me your best five choices in each division, you know. And also for the other players who are here already, you know, I mean, they should be, they can go two ways, can't they? They can think, oh, I'm going to get the elbow. Well, if you're not good enough, you probably will.
Absolutely.
But if you really feel, you know, you say you're disappointed that you're not in the Championship, don't be disappointed, because you're going to be in a team that's going to get an awful lot of coverage, and you know what, you'll be in the Championship next year if you do your job. So, you know, he's given Russell a list, and I know they're on the phone. Constantly, as I I'm really trying. Well, definitely not trying. I'm just not getting involved in that.
No.
But I can't wait for the news because some of the names are just ridiculous. I'm not ridiculous. I couldn't say that. Some of the games are so far beyond my comprehension.
Exciting times then.
Well, I think it is. I think for the fans. I think, you know, that. I think, I hope that that's my legacy, if you want to use that word. I hope I left the club in a good state. And the fact that we got it in this type of state is the reason why he's come in, and now the legacy will be judged on what he does, which is great.
Or aren't we just so close?
Oh no,
last season, right?
Life is
able to kick away, wasn't it? Wonderful experience.
Wonderful experience.
Wembley, unfortunately, just that one penalty.
Wonderful
away.
And horrible, but there we are. That's life, mate. And you know, you have to take the good with the bad. And we had a great day. That was nearly one of the great sporting. That would have been one of the great sporting successes of my life.
I was going to ask that, actually.
Yeah, no question. And as it is, you have to go through that period of looking quite relaxed when inside you'd like to kill somebody.